This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward every single one of you for spending some time to learn about your deen, to learn more about your own identity and what shapes it and what influences it and what's the best thing you can do to basically take it to the next level, which you will gain Allah's pleasure in this dunya and akhirah. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. And with this being said, inshallah, it is 5:56, and inshallah, I will end within 25 to 30 minutes max, inshallah. Sounds good? So what's the maximum I can take? 6:20? 6:26, so if it was a very boring lecture, like very boring, know that the devastation will end by 6:26, inshallah. And if it was a really, really good one, then you'll start being sad at that time, inshallah. Khalas? طيب, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Are you ready? Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, I sincerely thank all of you for coming. I thank the organizers for allowing me to be taking a session with Sheikh Osama. May Allah bless him. Say Ameen. May Allah bless his organization, bless his speech, and bless him wherever he goes in the world. Say Ameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all for your attendance, because it means a lot to me, to those who organized, and all of them. Isn't that right? And we also like to thank who? Those who are behind the curtains. The volunteers, the organizers, may Allah elevate their status in dunya and akhirah. Say Ameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ash-shakur, the most appreciative, appreciate the work they do. And that's what matters the most. No one may ever follow you after this convention. Like, you're not famous. As long as Allah recognizes you, that's what matters the most. I have to also thank our respected lady who is working on the sign language. So thank you very, very much for doing what you're doing. You're a very special person. And I just like to tell you that you have increased my spirituality as a Muslim, even though I'm not sure if you're a Muslim or not. But the point being is that your dedication to your job, even though no one is sitting in front of you who needs it. I guess paying attention, this is a life lesson right here. This is more powerful than the entire talk I will give to you guys. This is serious stuff. This is ihsan. There's no one that needs a sign language, but she still keep going with it. This is my talk. I can, wallahi, I kid you not, I can end right now. I'm dead serious. Because I can speak as long as you want. Watch all my YouTube videos as long as you want. But the thing is, the most difficult part is applying what I'm preaching. We ask Allah to allow us to apply the good that we learn. Say Ameen. And we ask Allah to grant us knowledge that is of benefit. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Bismillah. So the topic is, how do different parts of our identity play a role in who we are, who we become, and who we, or how we embrace different parts of our identity. That's the topic. The way I will tackle this is as follows, inshallah. It's about three segments. The first one, we will talk about identity from a general perspective. Identity, you'll hear it in my notes. I have it mentioned 31 times. So be patient, inshallah. Khalas? So 31 times you hear the word identity, including the one I just said right now. And it shouldn't be boring, inshallah. Justin Bieber, one of his most viewed videos, the second most viewed video on YouTube, over 1 billion views, he says the word baby over 45 times in 3 minutes and 45 seconds. We're talking about deen and so on, so be patient. Isn't that right, inshallah? Beautiful. No, let's not go anything beyond that, inshallah. And the second thing with this being mentioned with the identity, then I'll focus on one specific aspect that influences everything about yourself. Then I'll go to the last part on how to embrace all the identities that is, which is good for us as Muslims. Sounds good? So that one identity in the middle of the talk, which is the most and the biggest portion, will do like a nice filter process. Are you guys ready, inshallah? With the questions. I have 3 questions for you. Number one, and I want you to help me out, inshallah. Khalas? The longer you take, the more time is going away from us. Number one, simply, what do you think constitutes identity? Bismillah. And remember while you're answering that there's different ways of defining it. So you have the social psychology aspect, the cognitive psychology, and so on. But just from a general perspective, when I say identity, what constitutes identity? Bismillah, go for it. Location. So location, great. Okay, what else? Raise your hand. Bismillah. Religion, great. How you look? Jazakallah khair. Because it's Justin Bieber and stuff like that, right? Excellent. It's a huge thing, by the way. What else? Bismillah. Go ahead. Culture, ethnicity, beautiful. What else? Go ahead. Personality. Some people agree and disagree with that. It depends. But see, by general aspect, personality is included. Some people say, no, don't put personality in terms of he's generous, he's kind, it's not a part of identity. But the general understanding is that, yes, you can put it in there. Khalas? So identity, basically, to summarize in a very simple term, it's you. Who are you? So you go and you write the whole essay about who you are, including personality, including looks, culture, race, religion, and everything. Sounds good? Tayyib. The second question is, how do different parts, and this is part of the talk, the title specifically, how do different parts of our identity play a role on who we are and who we become? Paying attention? So how do they play a role with that? You can argue on both sides. You might say they don't really play a role, some of them, and some of them do. For example, skin color. Khalas, skin color. Khalas means, translate that in English. Khalas means okay. Or in English, A, okay, or Canadian, because I come from Canada, sah? So the point being is that, how does it work out? Some people may argue, it should not affect who I am as a person. So for example, if you of a certain skin color, it should not dictate whether you should be promoted in your job or not. I worked as HR, and when I was working with the stuff, with the resumes and filtering, if I filter someone due to their skin color, I'll be fired in no time. Make sense? So skin color should not dictate whether you are welcome to an NBA game or not. Hashtag Donald Sterling. Okay? So your skin color should not dictate as a final way to say whether you're approved for a marriage proposal or not. But your skin color does dictate the amount of lighting that is used for your photo. Well, that camera's racist. Come on, relax. But you see how you can say, yes, it does play a role of who I am and what it will take me. Your skin color can actually change the... When I did a whole series about Allah's beautiful names with Peace TV. So I had a thawb that is black, a thawb that is white. So I would change every couple episodes. We record 6 episodes a day. So when I change from the black thawb to the white thawb, the people are responsible with the lighting, they go crazy. Because they literally have to change the whole thing. Just because of reflection and so on. Is that clear? So how do skin color, your ethnicity, your race play a role? Yes, it does, but how we want to look at it, it depends. It's very subjective. The third and last question is, do you embrace yourself? Are you happy with the way you are identified? Are you content? هل أنت راض? Are you? That's a very, very, very serious question. Are you content with the shape of your nose? So those that look down, they're not. Are you content with the shape of your head, the color of your hair, of your eyes, your height, who your parents are? What are your roots and what's your race? And what's your skin color? And how big of a size of a shoe that you wear? Are you content? Do you embrace yourself? Is it clear? Just think about these questions. And inshallah, as you're thinking, please, throughout the way, be appreciative. Say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, shukran ya Allah, and so on. Now, I went and I finished with the first out of the three, correct? The second part, I'll look at specific identity, which one of the brothers mentioned, which has an influence on everything that we mentioned, and the way you look at every one of them, and how afterwards, with that one identity, you'll be able to filter the good and the bad. Which is right and which is bad. Are you paying attention? What's that one identity I want to focus on? Religion. Beautiful. Religion. And is it any random religion? No, we're talking specifically about Islam. Submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah appreciates and Allah considers that we are different. But Allah tells us very, very clear in the Quran. And it's also mentioned in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, if the only thing you get out of this talk is to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10, 15 times, it's enough of a benefit. Say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the bottom of your heart. Every time you hear it, never get bored from it. Is it clear? So Allah says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. So Allah says, I've created you in different nations, different colors, different backgrounds, all these kind of good things. Khalas? Everything is different. But Allah says the best one amongst you is not the skin color, is not your height, it's not your grades in school, it's not about this, it's really about taqwa, piety. That's the identity, our deen, the taqwa is in the heart. And what's amazing is, as if you guys watch the Inspiration series by Sheikh Omar Sulaiman and Brother Muhammad Ziyara, one of the episodes was about piety. And he says, Sheikh Omar, he says, what's amazing, I'd like to read it word for word for you. The ultimate measure of man and woman in the sight of God is the one thing that cannot be seen by anyone. I'll say that one more time, it's beautiful. The ultimate measure of man and woman in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one thing that cannot be seen by anyone else. And that's what differentiates whether I'm better than you or you're better than me. The only one who really knows it best is who? Al-Alim al-Khabir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-knowledgeable. Is it clear? So Allah tells you need to focus so much about the taqwa aspect. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, did we learn the lesson sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So that's lesson number one from this talk, inshallah. Every time you hear that beautiful name, you say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's lesson number one. He said, ya ayyuhal nas, O people, everybody. Na ya ayyuhal mu'minu, everybody, O people. Inna rabbakum wahid, your Lord is one. أَلَا لَا فَضْلَ لِعَرَبِيٍ عَلَىٰ عَجَمِيٍ وَلَا لِعَجَمِيٍ عَلَىٰ عَرَبِيٍ. There's no difference. There's no one superior, a Arab over a non-Arab. And a non-Arab over a Arab. Then the Prophet emphasizes on the skin color. He says, وَلَا لِأَحْمَرٍ. Are you guys paying attention? عَلَىٰ أَسْوَد. The one like reddish color or white versus the black and the black over the white. Then he says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The difference between us is taqwa. That's what is the determine who's better than who. Is it clear? That's the one identity you want to focus on so much. It's your deen. Now, so you can do whatever you want to me. Whatever you want, do to me. But you shall never, and you shall never, and you shall never take my one identity that I will always hold steadfast to, which is what? My deen. And the only time you can, quote-unquote, get rid of it is the moment I die. Take everything that you want. Look at someone like Suhaib al-Rumi. Suhaib al-Rumi, radiallahu anhu, al-Rumi in Arabic, you want to translate to English, what would he say? Al-Rumi, the Roman, right? So he lived in Rome for some time. He went to Mecca, very poor person, and completely, he embraced Islam, worked so hard in the business industry, he became one of the richest people, from poor to very rich. When he embraced Islam and the command from Allah came that they shall emigrate from Mecca to Medina to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam city, right? So as he was leaving, what happened? People from Quraysh, the non-believers, those who rejected the truth, what did they do? They said, Suhaib, what do you think you're doing? You came to us as a sa'luk, you came to us as a poor, non-worthy person, and you got all that wealth from us, from doing business with us. You think you take all that wealth and go to Medina just like that? No. So Suhaib said, what is it that you need? What if I give you all my wealth? So he's about to get rid or sacrifice the identity of being rich. You guys paying attention? What if I give you all my wealth? Would you let me go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They said, sure. In another narration, it adds upon this that as he was going, he left all his wealth. Imagine I'm telling you, okay, take my phone, take my car keys, just let me go and practice my deen. Allahu Akbar. He didn't pray his two rak'ahs istikhara. He's like, take it, will I go? There's no point of khalas, it's clear. It's in the heart, it's very strong and clear. May Allah strengthen our iman. Say ameen. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Ameen, rabbil alameen. May Allah make us steadfast upon the truth. So Suhaib said, take it. So the only thing he has now is the vehicle, the camel, and his garment, the aba'a that is on him, just for the 400 kilometer trip. Allahu Akbar. As he was traveling, what did they tell him? And the ride that you're using, that money which you bought it with, is from our business. So give us the thing back. He's like, what? Take the camel. And now he's walking from Mecca to Medina. And as he was walking, they said, وَالْعَبَاءَ الَّتِي عَلَيْكَ. And the abaya that you're wearing, give that to me as well. He's like, وَالْعَبَاءَ الَّتِي عَلَيْكَ. Here you go. Allahu Akbar. Take everything, strip me off everything, but not from my identity, which is the main one, which is our deen. Allahu Akbar. May Allah strengthen our deen. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wallah, when a dua is being mentioned, and you say ameen, what does ameen mean? Oh Allah, accept, right? You never know, maybe someone who's so sincere in your audience that would say ameen, and Allah, just because of you, would accept it. So don't belittle a single dua, khalas? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me and you, make dua while you're certain Allah will accept. Ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna, what? بالإجابة. You get a response. خلاص. So Suhayb al-Rumi, after going through this, he went all the way to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the moment the Prophet saw him, what did the Prophet say in this hadith? He says, رَبِحَ الْبَيْعَ أَبَا يَحْيَى. That was a successful transaction. Allahu Akbar. What transaction? How do you know Allah inspired him through Jibreel that Suhayb did 1, 2, and 3, and he sacrificed everything. So he bought Akhirah and he sold everything in dunya. He maintained his identity. And the Prophet told him, congratulations. This is what the thing that we're trying to focus on. Focus on the identity, inshallah. It will influence everything about you. Your personality, even the way you look, the level of contentment in your heart, the way you look at yourself. Wallahi, it has a huge impact. And inshallah, I'm going to go with this. I'll go and clarify more and more and more. What happens when you embrace? Now look at this. Now the third part. Are we done the identity part? Khalas? Look how when you have this so strong and clear, how it influences everything about you. Including your health, including your everything with Islam. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the knowledge that you'll be gaining through maintaining the identity, because that's a prerequisite, right? The one time Allah tells me and you to ask more of is what in the Quran? وَقُلْ رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Oh Allah, increase me in knowledge. Because that's a prerequisite of gaining iman. It's not the only one. You have to also be sincere and so on. But the point being is that the ilm will also increase your sincerity. Ilm will have your actions accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc., etc. As Allah says, Surah Al-Kahf, at the ending, two conditions to be fulfilled, Allah will accept your good deeds. What are they? Number one, it has to be correct, according to Quran and Sunnah. And second has to be what? Sincere. So are you sincere right now? Are you doing things correctly? Are you guys sitting in each other's lap? Alhamdulillah, no, everything is nice and clear. Inshallah, may Allah accept from us. Say ameen. May Allah grant us sincerity in our work. Then bi'idhnillah, you can check mark that Allah will accept from this. So the point being, with the identity with Islam, the filter process starts. You being stingy, Islam tells you be generous. You being a coward, Islam encourages you to be patient. You're being a person who's racist, you learn from the deen, from the identity, that you shall not be racist. It adds upon your filter, your innate nature. Someone says, well, I don't have to be a Muslim to know that. Great. But Islam emphasizes, if you had such good traits, it takes it to the next level. If you never had it, Islam brings it. Are you guys paying attention? So it adds upon, adds. So number one, it filters. Number two, after you filter, now you're content, right? You're alhamdulillah, because that's what the deen tells me, to be content. And when you, once you're content, what happens? Pay attention. Once you're content, you will taste the sweetness of iman. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will take every woman and man to Jannah, inshaAllah, with the, while they're content. And number three, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells me and you that you'll be the richest woman and man. Once you are what? Content. You embrace the identity, you're content with it. What's your proof, brother? Beautiful question. Number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ. You will taste what? The sweetness of iman. When, ya Rasulullah, when will this happen? We would wish to experience that. Don't you wish? Of course, how can we taste iman? ذاق طعم الإيمان من رضي بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم دينا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا. So you will taste that sweetness once you are content, you embrace, you're happy with yourself, that what? That Allah is your Lord, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is your prophet, and Islam is your deen. And once you're content, alhamdulillah, the identity is being really strong, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, you will be the richest person walking the face of this earth. How was that? The Prophet said, وَرْضَ بِمَا قَصَمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. Be content with whatever Allah has given you, you'll be the richest man ever walked the face of this earth, or woman. Because the wealth is in the heart. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, pay attention, whoever had dunya as their main concern, this worldly life, materialist life, about main concern, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ فَقْرَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. Allah will make poverty between your two eyes. You'll always feel poor, no matter how much money you have in your pocket. Even if you have a Samsung S5, you'll always feel poor. Khalas, whatever it may be. You have 1 million followers, you'll always feel poor. The guy, Ray William Johnson, if you guys know him on YouTube, he used to be one of the most subscribed channel to his channel, YouTube channel. He said, and I watched it personally, he said, I don't think it's any more fun when it comes to all these 10 million plus subscribers. Because فَقْرَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَ. You'll always feel poor. وَفَرَّقَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ شَمْلَهُ. And Allah will disorganize your affairs. If that's dunya, it's all about dunya. Doesn't matter how I get the money, as long as I get it. I suck people's blood, fake passport, doesn't matter, I'll get money. Allah doesn't accept that. You all feel poor. Then Allah says, وَلَمْ يُؤْتِهِمِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَهُ. And only what Allah has already destined for you, that's what you will take. You're running around east and west and all that stuff. You are going to take whatever Allah has written for you. Then the Prophet says, وَمَنْ كَانْتِ الْآخِرَةُ هَمَّهُ. Whoever akhirah, that hereafter, getting Allah's pleasure, is their main purpose, main goal, then what will happen? جَعَلَ اللَّهُ غِنَاهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. Allah will make you the wealth and the richness where? In the pocket? In the heart. So no matter what's your financial status, you'll always feel rich. Allah, may Allah allow us to taste the sweetness of iman. See how beautiful it is? The brother you said about the holding the hands to Jannah, is that like you're trying to rhyme with your statement? No, it's a hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, pay attention, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, man qala idha asbah, whoever says in the morning, second action item, what's the first one? To say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? Second action item, whoever says during the morning, raditu billahi rabba, وبالإسلام دينا ومحمد النبي, whoever says I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, Islam as my Deen, the Prophet as my Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم as my Prophet, what will happen? The Prophet says فأنا الزعيم لأخذن بيده حتى أدخله الجنة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says I'm the leader, and he says I will hold you by your hands and take you to Jannah. Allah, what an honor! The Prophet takes you with Allahu Akbar with his own hands. You think he will take you to the lowest level in Jannah? He's like, okay, here you go. I'm going to go all the way up there. You will go all the way up with him, inshallah. May Allah allow us to experience that holding of his hands to us. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. But be content. Work on identity. Be proud of it. I was in a convention back a couple of weeks ago in Peoria, Illinois. ICNA convention. A sister came, and I really appreciate her honesty. And she said, I have an issue with the whole thing about Allah's existence and so on. We ask Allah to make us steadfast. Say ameen. I mean, Rabbil Alameen, wallahi, you never know how your state will be tomorrow. Wallahi, you never know. Wallahi, I might be giving you a talk right now, but at night, wallahi, you never know. I might have to be picked up from a club right by this place. We ask God to make us steadfast. Say, Ameen. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. So that sister, she had an issue with the whole aqidah, iman, and so on. And then she said, can you please help and explain, and so on. So the point being, brothers and sisters, I asked her some questions about how much effort did you put to learn. General, I'm not really an expert, but just some basics. How much did you put effort to learn about this? And she says, not much. That's one of the keys we just mentioned, right? Ilm, وَقُلْ رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Knowledge gives you that, and you take it to the next level, and so on. So one of the keys is that you need to learn more and more to taste the sweetness of iman. It doesn't come from randomness. It takes some serious hardship. Is it clear? You need to work really, really hard with it. Look at that statement from Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. He says, مَا يَصْنَوْ عَدَائِبِي. Look at that statement. He's like, what will the enemy ever do to me? Number one, أَنَا جَنَّتِي وَبُسْتَانِي فِي صَدْرِي. Basically, paradise is in my heart. Paradise is where? In my heart. He says, if I leave, then that paradise is always with me. I didn't like leave it back home. Then he says, and if they put me in prison, it'll be a nice isolation where I can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they exile me away from the city, I take it as a tour. Look at the understanding, like what level, subhanallah. And then he says, Ibn Qayyim says that my teacher told me, he says, I swear by Allah, I will never trade whatever you guys have, like in terms of dunya and joy and so on, with the joy and the sweetness I experienced while in prison. What kind of human being is this guy? Allahu Akbar, like may Allah allow us to taste such sweetness and have such steadfastness. Say ameen, ameen Rabbil Alameen. And when you have that strong identity with Islam, the way you look at marriage is different. Isn't that right? So, Rasulullah tells you how to identify. So he tells you what's the brothers, what's the best wife we can take? What's the conditions? You're not getting married, man, I'm telling you. You have to memorize it, like Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that's the hadith. So the Prophet teaches me there's like criteria of marriage, right? For her what? For her? Wealth, beauty. So religion and like lineage or family, right? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says what? فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ تَرِبَتْ يَدَكْ. He says, make sure you pick someone that has that deen. Stress on the deen factor. Otherwise, you'll be humiliated. Allahu Akbar gives you a nice definition, right? We told you with the Islam, it will give you the ability to identify the proper identity that you want to have in your house, the way you want to have your children. Is that clear? When you have that proper Islam, the way you look at what's beauty is completely different. How can you beautify yourself when you have that strong identity? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you, not one, the best makeup tutorial ever. A halal way. Explain. In terms of beautifying yourself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't forget. You want to beautify yourself? All the people, yeah. The Prophet already made dua for you as long as you do one thing. He says, نَضَّرَ اللَّهُ. May Allah beautify the brother or the sister. Would Allah reject such a beautiful dua? May Allah make you handsome. May Allah make you beautiful. Go ahead, brother. Bismillah. What is it? نَضَّرَ اللَّهُ إِمْرًا سَمِعَ مَقَالَتِي فَوَعَاهَا وَحَفِظَهَا وَبَلَّغَهَا. May Allah beautify the person who heard the proper message. May Allah make us in that category right now. Look better and better, at least for my wife and stuff. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. You hear the knowledge and you teach the knowledge. So those who give da'wah are one of the fastest ways to actually look good. I don't want to mention names. Like, look at Sheikh so-and-so. Isn't he handsome? I don't want to do that. I'm like, look at Sheikh, mashallah, Usama. May Allah bless him. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. So all that stuff. But you would notice, subhanAllah, may Allah make us amongst the sincere ones. Say ameen. But giving da'wah is what beautifies you amongst the fastest ways, because the Prophet already made dua. All what you got to do is take action. And be certain. Like, okay, I'll give a YouTube video. Just like, inshallah, I'm like, makeup tutorial and so on. Give it as a YouTube video. Why not have that nice hadith and bismillah, go with it. May Allah allow us to believe what we preach. Say ameen. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. With this being said, brothers and sisters, inshallah, what time are we going to end? So that was the one thing you all memorized, mashallah. 6:26. Okay. The moment you let go of your identity, now I'm going to the opposite, is that the moment you no longer know who you are, the moment you leave the religion aspect, specifically Islam. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. You say, I wish I will, you know, I will ignore this whole Islamic identity part. It's just complicated. Allah tells you, if you leave that aspect of the deen, of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will forget about your own self. You will not know who you are. You will no longer have a purpose in life. Then Allah says, لَا يَسْتَوِي أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. The people of hell and the people of Jannah, are they equal? No. So that's the Prophet is telling you, are those who have that identity of deen and belief in Allah, are they equal to those that don't have it? No. How far of a difference? Jannah and Nar. Allah Akbar. May Allah increase our iman. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. With this being said, brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, we have about 4 minutes left. I would like to mention a few action items, inshallah. And if there's time permits, we'll mention a story. You guys ready, inshallah? Action items. What was the first one we learned today? Say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every time you hear that beautiful name. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two. Huh? Say ameen. Like when you say ameen, like belief, like make dua while you can, like you're certain Allah will accept. The action item I'd like to mention is that we need to be practical. How can I increase my iman? You know, make it steadfast and strong, is learn who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So if you notice, Allah says, don't be like those who forgot. Pay attention, it's very important. Halas? So in Surah Al-Hashr, Allah says, don't be like those who forgot about Allah, which caused them to forget about their own selves. In the same surah, at the end of it, Allah tells you what's the best way to know Him. And what's the ending of it? 16 of Allah's beautiful names. So one of the best ways to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by knowing His beautiful names. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, at the end, till the end of the surah. 16 different unique names. So Allah just told you the issue, like, okay, Allah, help me. In the same surah, at the end. Learn my beautiful names. That's how you get to know me really well. And you won't help but love me afterwards. And you obviously learned that within the Quran. And my advice and the action item is to go for Bayina TV. You guys know Sheikh Naman Ali Khan? Go for this guy. May Allah bless him. Say ameen. Did he pay you to say that in the lecture? No, he didn't pay me to say that. He didn't. Quran, cover to cover. Bismillah, go for it. $10 a month. You can't do it? It will be worked out, inshallah. I was like, tell me then. I'm like, no, don't tell me. It's like a big number. But inshallah, it'll be worked out, inshallah. Khalas? Number four, inshallah, I'd like to mention in terms of action items, brothers and sisters, is that this is my opinion. I can back it up and no problem, inshallah. I have almost an hour lecture on YouTube. You can check it out. What do you think has a huge influence on that identity of Islam? What has a huge influence on it? Like, Allah, I would come to you, give you a halal high five. Your friends, the people that are around you, they play the biggest tangible role ever to your level of deen, to your level of iman, to your level of commitment to your deen. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Al-mar'u ala deeni khalilih. You are upon the identity of your friend. You are upon the religious identity of your friend. So your Prophet, your Rasulullah, give me advice. He tells you right after, فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. So pay attention who you subscribe on YouTube for. It's not only just like physical. Watch out who you follow on Twitter. Watch out who you like on Facebook. Watch out who you hang out with, who you sit by. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. It plays a huge role with your identity as a Muslim. Is it clear? And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow me and you to be among those who act upon the good that we learn. Say ameen. And obviously the main, one of the main action items, 5, is رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ 3 times in the morning. And may Allah allow you to witness the experience of the Prophet holding your hands and going to Jannah. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu feekum. 626, it rang, mashallah. Zakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.